Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. County commissioners tonight will discuss a workshop date for the Coleman Tract development. Owners of the property asked for the workshop to work out details for the potential development, which could bring hundreds of new homes to the Taber City area. Two other projects in the area withdrawn, and one near Lake Waccamaw was put on indefinite hold due to concerns over stormwater, congestion, and other problems. Xavier Thomas is in jail with no bond, facing unreleased drug and murder charges. According to court records, Thomas was out on bond for the 2022 shooting death of Julian Juan Phipps when he was arrested September 9th on drug charges. Judge Ashley Gore ordered him held without bond. Also appearing in court on Friday was Reagan Nicole Powers, who was charged with four counts each of involuntary manslaughter and felony neglect child abuse. Her daughters, Kalena, Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin, died when their home burned on August 30th. The girl's 11-year-old sister, Winter, and a 12-year-old escaped. Powers was not home at the time. Powers is out on a $400,000 secured bond and was given a court-appointed attorney. Amber Muse is being held under a $100,000 secured bond on arson charges. The Hallsboro woman allegedly set fire to her neighbor's home on Bussey Road on Saturday. No one was injured. It was the 14th time Muse has been arrested this year. Testimony is continuing in the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed three members of a Brittany Lane family during a robbery in 2019. Washington has already been convicted in the murders. A jury deliberated less than an hour before finding him guilty after a six-week trial earlier this year. Citizens' complaints led to the arrest of two men in the Sandy Place community of Taber City. Johnny Green and Kaven Jordan were jailed on September 9th on multiple charges. You can see the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. A toddler was struck and seriously injured on Wednesday evening when he ran into the path of a truck. The child was fishing on a bridge on Greens Mill Road with her parents at the time. Willow Sellers was transported to UNC Hospital. Her parents, Shula Sellers and Brittany Nobles, were cited for misdemeanor child abuse. Officials will gather at the Highway Patrol headquarters today to break ground for a new building. Representative Brendan Jones obtained state funding for the facility, which will replace the 60-plus-year-old building currently in use. State House Speaker Destin Hall and Senate President Pro Tem announced Thursday that legislation will soon be presented to resume the use of the death penalty in North Carolina. The Salons also said they are working on new laws to eliminate unsecured bonds for violent suspects. The action comes in the wake of the murder of Irina Zaretska on August 22nd. The Ukrainian refugee was allegedly stabbed to death in Charlotte by DeCarlos Brown, a 14-time convicted criminal. Brown was out on unsecured bond for a robbery charge when he allegedly killed Zaretska. The killing has sparked national outrage. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26 from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 per vehicle, and you can call 910-770-2168 for more information. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.